Good morning. This is Melanie Kant from Do Business Network. And this morning I'm joined by Carol Smith from County Durham Community Foundation. Hello, Carol. How are you?
I'm great, thanks, Melanie. How are you?
Well, I'm not too bad. It's a Friday morning. It's the 1st of September today.
How did
Woohoo!
that
Surprise, surprise, the sun is not shining, but we'll not let that get us down, will
No.
we?
No.
Carol, you're one of the newer members of Do Business Network, so it's lovely to have you along on this podcast this morning. What it means is that our members and obviously anyone else who listens to this podcast gets to know a little bit more about you and about County Durham Community Foundation. So I'll start there. So can you please give an introduction about what you do?
Okay, so I'm Carol. I'm the Operations and Development Manager at County Durham Community Foundation. The foundation is one of 47 accredited foundations across the country. And basically, what we try to do is improve the health, well-being, and lives of people in the local community. We do that by bringing in funding from a wide variety of sources and distributing it to community interest companies, not-for-profits, and charities across the region. And they're the people who help everybody in County Durham to live a better life.
Wow, so when you say the local community, is it just County Durham?
So we primarily cover County Durham. As I said, there are 47 across the country, so most postcodes will have a community foundation. But if you think of an example like Teesside, sometimes we get central funding from government that needs to be distributed, and the Teesside Community Foundation aren't accredited, so we will deliver funding across there. Sometimes people, when they give us some money, they'll stipulate that they want it to go to County Durham and Teesside, and so we'll work in that way. And we manage some funds which are for wind farms in particular areas, and we manage those funds in that geographical area, some as far as Scotland. So we're not just Durham, but that's our primary focus.
Right, okay then. So I know that prior to this podcast, you and I have had a little chat, and you've given some really good examples of who benefits from your grants. So I'm going to ask you to give us a little bit of a story about, somebody who's applied for a grant.
So there's an organization called Big Chef, Little Chef. They teach people to cook healthily, to reduce food waste and things like that. And we gave them a £3,000 grant. They set up new clubs so they could teach children and families, and they set up a winter coat exchange so that people could go in and get a coat if they needed it. And that helped over 1,000 people, which is amazing, really, when you think about it, isn't it? That such a small grant can help so many people. And we find that the charities and community groups that we support really kind of benefit from those kind of things. One of the other things we recognised was that, especially the kind of medium-sized charities, a lot of their funding that they got through contracts has gone. So we pivoted our grants to enable them to help charities be more sustainable. So, as an example, there's a cafe in Chesley Street, fantastic, Refuse it's called, and they set up a growing scheme with the fund that we gave them. So we partially funded a manager there to help with that scheme, and that's going great guns and helping people to reduce food waste and to understand where the food comes from. So what we try to do is keep on top of what's happening in the local area and then make sure the funds meet that and help the charities to succeed in that way.
Right. Did you know that's absolutely, it's lovely to hear that, and it's lovely to hear that that the money is being used for such a good cause, which actually brings me on to asking you, the money that you have, a lot of it's donated, isn't it?
It comes from a variety of places. So we've got people who've set up endowment funds in the past, and then every year we take the interest from those endowment funds and distribute it as they want it done. we've got a fund where the person who donated the money wants us to top up other funds to encourage giving. So at the moment, if somebody gives donations in the County Durham area, if they give £1, we can add 50p to that to make it go further. So it's encouraging more giving to people. We've got people who've set up legacy funds, and you know, that's named in on behalf of somebody who's passed away. We have businesses who set up funds in their own name, and you know, they help people in need. And we set up last year the Poverty Hurts Appeal, which meant that our grants that we could give out were based on local need rather than the stipulations of somebody's charitable fund. So we've got a wide variety of funding. We work with Durham County Council to distribute the Warm Spaces Fund and the Household Support Fund. And we make sure that everything, every penny we give is accounted for and we get the outcomes back. So we know exactly how many people have been helped. We know the money's been spent wisely. And it is amazing what little community groups do with small amounts of funding, and they can make it last so much further than I could, which is, it's just brilliant.
Oh, do you know, you sound as if you've got such just one of those jobs that, you know, you get a lot of satisfaction about what you,
totally,
what you do.
Totally. It's great to hear the stories, Melanie. You know, there was one where we had some warm spaces hubs and a little lady went in and said, oh, I've got a blanket for me legs at night, but I haven't got a blanket to keep me warm for my top half. And the organisation gave her a knitted blanket, which had been knitted by a group of ladies, and a hot water bottle, and she went away so happy. But what's great is then she'll go back to that group and she'll start to meet people in the local area. So we're giving her a bit of heating, we're giving her some company and reducing her isolation, and we're giving her some hope for the future that things will get better. It's, you know, just amazing.
Yeah, and did you know, you touched on something there about company. I know mm-hmm. that my gran, she was in her 90s when she passed, but as her family got older and we all had responsibilities, work, children, things like that, I do feel that during the week, she did say that she felt quite lonely because she was on her own. And I think it's something that, you know, people sort of overlook sometimes. So hearing that actually just warms me, because I do feel that there is a need out there for not only looking after our older generation, but also making sure that they're not lonely, because if they've got a purpose, then they feel obviously a lot happier, a lot livelier. Dare I say it might help with longevity as well, but
absolutely. I was just going to say, I was at the TCR hub down in Barnard Castle the other day, and they actually have a minibus who goes around and picks people up to come to the clubs if they can't get there, because obviously it's a very rural community. And they also have people who volunteer and take families out. And there was a guy who'd gone in as a volunteer, and he was just seen as the gardener. But when he took some of the families out, he was absolutely brilliant with them. So his role within the organisation's pivoted to being, you know, the person who drives the minibus with the families in and then gets to know the families. And that's changed so many lives, because, you know, his life's obviously changed. He was a volunteer and now he's doing something a bit more substantial. And the families he works with really benefit from that input. So honestly, I wish I could tell you all the stories I hear.
Oh, do you know, it's lovely to hear stories like this, and it really sort of warms me that we do have organizations like this in our community or in our area, but sometimes they're not always well sort of known about, isn't that right?
No, totally. I mean, if you think of something like Brandon Boxing Club up in, near where we are in Durham, that's run totally by volunteers, people who have full-time jobs but who want to give the young people in that area something to do, teaches them discipline, keeps them out of trouble, and These are people who dedicate their life every single day to supporting their local community. They're not a formal charity. They're, they're a constituted sports club, but they've got a constitution and that's it. And nobody knows about them, but the work they're doing in their small patch helps hundreds of people.
Yeah, and I think, the young people, I have a 16-year-old daughter, and I think sometimes they don't get the respect they deserve. Sometimes they all get washed with the same brush. But it's lovely to hear that we do have organisations and people out there who are willing to give the time, because it's not all about money, is it? It's all about community spirit and actually leading by example as well, which I think is really important.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So if anyone's listening to this podcast and really wants to get involved in terms of setting up a donation or something a little bit more long term, what's the best way to go about that, Carol?
I think the best way would be to drop me an email and then we can arrange a chat. So my email is Carol, C-A-R-O-L, at cdcf.org.uk, and then we can take it from there. We'll set up a meeting, we'll have a chat, we'll talk about the different options. There's lots people can do, from fundraising. We've got a group walking the Yorkshire Three Peaks this weekend to support us, and that's a company event. The company have put that on. It doesn't have to be a big sum of money. Every small sum of money gets topped up by 50%, as I say, and that goes into a bigger pot that helps other people.
Oh, that's brilliant. And Carol, I'll start again. Can anyone apply for a grant from yourselves, or do they have to be a charity or located in a specific area? I think you've already answered that question about this.
A little bit, yeah. We've got about 200 different pots of funding, so the eligibility criteria vary for each one. But on our website, we tell you what you need to have to apply for each grant. It's generally a charity, a not-for-profit, or a constituted group, community interest company, CIO, that kind of thing. But we also hold a funding surgery, I think it's once a month, where people can book up a meeting with one of the grant managers and speak to them about what your project is, what you're looking for, and if you're eligible to apply. And what happens is, because we've got so many different funding pots, the girls who run the line, they are girls to me, they can advise you on the best way to go, the best grant to apply for, and they really work hard to make sure that as many grants as possible get through.
Fantastic. And is it, do you just apply via the website, or there's a number on there that to get into anyone stuck?
Yeah, there's just a website form that you fill in and it guides you through all the criteria that we need. Generally, it's making sure you've got, if you're working with children, safeguarding policies in place. We'll need to have a look at your accounts. We'll need to have an idea of how many people you think you'll help. But it varies from grant to grant, depending on the criteria. But, we can talk you through all that. That's not a problem at all.
Great. And getting back to DBN, so you're one of the newer members of our community, our networking community, and it is lovely to have you along. I know you stood up and said a few words at our Lanchester
event,
a couple of months ago, just before the summer. So it will be this podcast, like I say, it'll be really helpful for our members to get to know a little bit more about yourselves. Can I ask, DBN, obviously we're a network and we pride ourselves as being really good referral sources. What would you like out of DBN members?
Okay, so referrals to people. I mean, maybe somebody's thinking of selling their business and they've got a bit of spare cash to do with. What would they do with it? But also, I know that a lot of people in the networking group have contacts with charities, local charities, and they might volunteer for them, they might help them out. And so I want to raise awareness too of the support we can give to those local charities, and make sure that everybody knows who we are and what we do and what we can do, because I think too few people understand what a community foundation does. And as much as I can raise awareness, that is fantastic.
Yeah, and do you know what, DBN will obviously, on the more that our members get to know about you and what sort of referrals you're looking for, I'm sure they'll help out. But also DBN obviously make full use of our blog, our monthly newsletter, and even our socials as well. We'll be happy to spread the word for you as well, Carol. So it was lovely to talk to you this morning. I wish I could have talked to you a little bit longer, but hopefully we'll see you. Are you coming along to the next meeting? I think our next one's on the 12th of September.
Yes, I've got my name down for that one. Yes, I shall be there.
Yes,
please hijack me.
Well, you know what? It's a Durham coffee, so you're guaranteed a lovely cup of coffee and a nice croissant too. So it was lovely talking to you, Carol. Thank you very much for your time. And we look forward to getting to know more about you and County Durham Community Foundation at our future networking meetings. Take care.
Thank you, Melanie. Thanks.